On episode 11 of Acoustic Tuesday, we're going to look at a tiny, tiny, tiny guitar. And we're going to take a look at a guitar-shaped time machine, a legit time machine. Of course, I have to introduce you to a bearded acoustic guitar aficionado that will give you beard maintenance tips. All that and more right after this. If you believe that playing acoustic guitar is about sharing the joy of music with friends and family, not just mastering the technical side of playing, then this show is your dream come true. Every Tuesday morning, I give you my list of exciting guitar geek discoveries, gear, and new music so you can stay inspired to live your best acoustic life. I'm Tony Policastro, and this is the Acoustic Tuesday Show. Guitar geeks, unite. Welcome to episode 11 of Acoustic Tuesday. I am so glad you are with us here today. And when I say us, of course, I mean Sir Noah Jacob Heckman Jr., the first. And of course, Levi Kuila, the man with the technical plan.
Noah. Levi.
These guys are, they're just making things happen today. I was just complaining to them about how much candy I've been eating in the last week. It's kind of a problem because I got candy for the trick-or-treaters, but the key part of the equation, the trick-or-treaters, they never showed up. So I just have this bowl of candy. Whitney and I have this bowl of candy that is just will not go away. And believe me, we're trying to make it go away. Just a little insight into my personal life. As with all Acoustic Tuesdays, I have a list of five guitar geeky things that you need to know about. But before I even dive into this list, I have a trivia question that I have to give major credit to Noah. He helped me craft this question. It was just going to be a question, and then he said it needs to be multiple choice. And I fought him. I fought him for a good 15 minutes. And Noah prevailed. And lo and behold, here is your multiple choice question for the day. The Gibson J200, pictured on Bob Dylan's 1969 album, Nashville Skyline, was a gift. Who gave him this guitar? Was it A, David Bowie? Was it B, Andy Warhol? Was it C, George Harrison? Or was it D, Johnny Cash? Who gave Bob Dylan that J200? Please ponder that while I dive into this week's Guitar Geek list. Starting with item number 5, this is a guitar that hails from Taos, New Mexico, made by luthier Patch Rubin. This is the Wide Sky Guitars. Small bench luthier, let me rephrase that. Sorry, I really goofed that up. Wide Sky Guitars, built by Patch Rubin down in Taos, New Mexico. Particularly it's a one-man shop. His model, the Wide Sky PL1. This is modeled after a Gibson L1 guitar. And if you're not familiar with what a Gibson L1 looks like, think back or Google a picture of Robert Johnson, the only known picture of Robert Johnson where he's holding a guitar. That guitar happens to be a Gibson L1. Now, if you go look for a Gibson L1 nowadays, of course, as a vintage guitar, it's going to cost quite a bit, or it's going to be in great disrepair and need to get fixed up. That's where Patch Rubin comes in of Wide Sky Guitars, taking the Gibson L1 as his inspiration in creating the Wide Sky PL1. This particular guitar is modeled after the Gibson L1, but it's got a ton of modern improvements. Two that are the most impressive are, number one, the neck is carved in such a way that it's much slimmer than the necks that were found on the original Gibson L1. Think baseball bat versus much slimmer, more comfortable guitar neck. And last, the other thing that he did to improve the guitar, which was very interesting. The original Gibson L1 was a carved top, meaning, you know, you have a piece of spruce this thick and you carve out the shape. Well, the Wide Sky Guitars PL1 is built like a flat top guitar, but there's a pretty extreme radius introduced to the flat top. So normally on an acoustic guitar, the top radius is around 28 feet, giving the guitar just a slight arch along the top. This is for structural stability. Well, the Wide Sky PL1 has a 15-foot radius. So think normal acoustic guitar radius, think 15-foot acoustic guitar radius. I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you get the idea. And the result is an incredibly barky, very present, a bluesy guitar. It's got wonderful projected mid-range and just a a stiffness in tone that I think harkens back to a yesteryear, if you will. But rather than me try and describe the tone, I found this killer video of Sean Hayes, who's a new artist to me, awesome artist, playing a WiseGuy PL1 and really putting it through its paces, and you can hear how awesome it sounds. Here's that clip.
Take one. I believe to my soul, my baby's got a black cap on. I believe to my soul, my baby's got a black cap on. I try so hard, just can't leave her alone. Tell me, baby, what are you trying to do?
All right, so that's the WiseGuy PL1. Now, I want you to know there are links beneath this video for everything I'm about to discuss, and of course, the WiseGuy guitars. And Patch, if you're listening, I would love to do a review of that particular guitar. So let's chat. I would love to have actual hands-on experience with that guitar. Everything I've heard from the videos I found online have been amazing. There's a great clip of Gregory Alan Isakoff playing one, and of course, Sean Hayes, as you just saw. And overall, this guitar has piqued my interest big time. So I'm dying to get a hold of one. So let's talk about acoustic guitar geek item number 4. And this happens to be a display case. Now, listen, guitar stands are a must for any guitar player, whether you're going over to your buddy's house, whether you just need a guitar stand to place your guitar in at home. That's all great. But the thing that guitar stands generally don't do is control the climate of your guitar, nor do they look appealing. And they're functional, but it's not like it's not like displaying your guitar with any sort of panache or beauty. It's just a metal stick that you put your guitar on. Well, enter Acoustic Remedy display cases. These are absolutely gorgeous display cases for your guitar. And they serve two distinct purposes. The first is that they're beautiful. You can order these cases in an array of different woods, in an array of different styles. Some of them hang on the wall, some of them are floor cases, some are triangle shaped, some are square shaped. They're absolutely gorgeous. They're flame maple, mahogany, reclaimed barnwood, wenge, zerikote. There's a bunch of different wood options you can get for these cases. But the cool thing about these cases is not only do they display your guitar in such a beautiful manner, the climate is enclosed. It's like having your guitar in the safety of its actual case, but you can actually see it and be proud of it and hang it on your wall and have it be almost a piece of art, really. And the cool thing about these cases, I've actually had a chance to check out these cases. The clasps, the buckles on the side are pretty solid. When I say pretty, I mean extremely. And there's actually a gasket that goes around the entire frame of the case. So when the door closes and the buckles are locked, the climate is truly controlled. There's no leakage of any sorts. In fact, on the Acoustic Remedy site, you can see they do a dry ice test where they take dry ice, place it in a case, and it's open, and you can see the kind of the vapor coming out or whatever. They call that vapor, Noah? Isn't there a scientific term for that?
Yeah, vapor sounds good.
Okay, good. Thanks. You can see the vapor coming out, but once they close the case lid and then buckle the latches, there's no vapor coming out whatsoever. And that's a beautiful thing for having your guitar in a humidity controlled environment. The cases come with, I believe they come with a hygrometer as well as some D'Addario or Boveda humidipacks that keep that case at a constant relative humidity safe for your guitar, say right around 40 40% to 45%, let's say. But it's just a great way and a great safe way to display your guitar as opposed to just a stand. Now, I have stands all over my house, but these cases are certainly the next step up if you want to display your guitar. Quick disclaimer, these are not inexpensive cases. These are handmade of solid hardwood. So they come at a cost, but I think it's well worth it if you want to display a guitar in a safe manner that keeps it in that nice enclosed environment. So make sure to check those cases out. If anything, just surf their website because there's some really wonderful wood combinations there. On to Acoustic Guitar Geek item number 3. Now, we got to celebrate small wins still. I've got this bearded fellow that I want you to meet. All that's coming, but I have to take a quick aside because there's a personal story that goes along with Acoustic Guitar Geek item number 3, which happens to be what I'm listening to this week. Now, some weeks back, Whitney and I went to Missoula to go see Iron and Wine in concert at the Wilma Theater. And it's a beautiful old theater. We were so pumped, longtime Iron and Wine fans. In fact, last week on Acoustic Tuesday, we featured Sam Beam of Iron and Wine on an album that he did with Jessica Hoop. So this was all, the timing was just perfect. So we check it out. Normally, I like to go early and see the opening band. And Whitney, being the kind person she is, obliged. And we got there very early, as soon as the doors opened, got our seats, and sat down and were treated to an absolutely beautiful set of music by John Moreland. And this is exactly who I'm listening to this week. John Moreland is brand new to me, but he is a singer-songwriter that completely blew me away. He came out on stage, he had it was himself and then one side musician who played some electric guitar and some acoustic guitar. And wow, his songwriting is absolutely beautiful. I mean, talk about raw and just word choice was unbelievable. So please check out John Moreland. In fact, the song that really got me was a song called 3:59 AM off of his In the Throes album. So let's have a listen to that song by John Moreland right now.
I apologize a thousand times for holding up the show. I always had the words, but they don't quite know where to go. You said give me one good reason, now give me 20 more. Well, don't give yourself away to settle someone else's score. I got the guiltiest conscience, listening for a savior on a Saturday night. I got my ear to the ground, you got Easter Sunday in your eyes. And I apologize if I seem a little overwhelmed. I'm thirsty but the holy keep on pissing in my well. I had a purpose and a song that was true, but I ain't never had a lick of sense when it comes to you.
All right, that was John Moreland's tune, 3:59 AM. That's off of his In the Throes album. He has two other albums out that I'm aware of, High on Tulsa Heat and Big Bad Love, which is actually his newest album. And upon, you know, John's set finishing at that show, Whitney and I basically ran down to the merch table and bought every album that was available from him. To be honest with you, you can buy any of them, and it's a true treat for any appreciator of fine songwriting and just kind of that raw emotion. Please check out his music. I think you'll be totally stunned. It's absolutely beautiful. Now I've got, I got a bunch of stuff left, but I want to celebrate some small wins, Noah. I see that you and I are sharing a small win right now and that we both are wearing flannel. Levi apparently did not receive the memo, but you know what? We're not going to hold that against him. So let's listen to some small wins.
I got him.
All right.
All right, Rimrox. I just got a new Seagull Artist Concert Hall guitar that I love, and it helped me get back into playing every day.
Fantastic.
It's the most expensive guitar I've bought, and it's also the most real deal guitar I've owned. It's also Canadian made, which is also awesome as all Hades. I'm so jacked.
That's outstanding.
Kevin has to say, I released my first compilation of original songs. Quite short and amateurish, been playing haphazardly the past 2 years, and it is what I managed to put together for fun. Also, heard you started playing goalie, been doing that my whole life. Perhaps we could magically exchange talents, Tony? Guitar for goalie? Could use that right now, but we'll surely keep up the learning. Thanks for the tips, and good luck in your first game.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And Timo, he says, hi, Tony. My name is Timo, and I live in the Netherlands. I wanted to let you know I just love the content you create, and you inspire me to practice every day. I've been a lousy guitar player for years now. Recently, I discovered your content, and I started playing again.
And, heck yeah. Thanks, Timo. That's awesome.
And last one today from Peter. I'm 16 years old, and I've scraped up just enough money to buy a beautiful 2005 Martin D41 Special.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic guitar. Congratulations on the addition to your guitar arsenal. That is outstanding. That's a fantastic round of small wins. Noah, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And of course, if you want your small win featured on an episode of Acoustic Tuesday, we would love to feature it. All you have to do is in the comments below, put hashtag small win, and then type in your small win. It could be that you started playing again after just taking a long time off. It could be a brand new guitar. It could be a concert that you saw, a new artist that you found, a new string that you love. Whatever the case may be, please share your small wins with us. I love celebrating them. We love reading them. It's outstanding. And it just creates this awesome positivity that we need. Everybody needs it. Speaking of positivity, Noah.
Yeah, hit me.
I am positively sure that we need to dive into Acoustic Guitar Geek item number 2.
Let's do it.
Did you see what I did?
Yeah, I saw what you did.
All right, Acoustic Guitar Geek item number 2 is the smallest guitar to come out of the Santa Cruz Guitar Company shop, and that is the Firefly. Just a couple weeks ago, I contacted Carolyn at Santa Cruz, and she's always awesome. I love working with her. And I said, hey, I'd love to do another round of guitar reviews. And she so very happily and very quickly sent the Santa Cruz Firefly, which is their smallest guitar. Now, the story behind this guitar is really crazy because the whole notion is that, hey, you know what? If you want to travel with a really nice guitar, sometimes it's tough because size is certainly a limitation. Not the case with the Santa Cruz Firefly. This is a tiny, tiny guitar. Cedar top, rosewood back and sides, and built exquisitely. I'm talking amazing fit and finish, and the tone is ridiculous for a small guitar. It has a wonderful depth of tone, very focused mid-range, and really wonderful string-to-string balance. And one of the things that's interesting about small guitars in general, travel guitars, is that I always find them somewhat odd to hold on to, meaning they kind of like bump around and shift around when I'm trying to play them. Not the case with the Firefly. And I'll tell you why. It's because of the shape of the guitar. The waist is cut in. Now, the waist is the area on either side of the sound hole. The waist is cut in pretty extremely, and it actually sits on my leg and didn't move around at all. It felt super solid. The neck played, it just played extremely well. And it's a guitar that I want you to be aware of. As a guitar geek, as a lover of nice guitars, I think it's important to know what your options are. And the Firefly is definitely something that should be on your radar if you're looking for, you know, traveling with an artisan guitar. This is a stellar guitar, something that I think you should definitely consider, or at least if you have the opportunity to try it out, please do so. Now, as with everything I've mentioned so far on the show, there's a link to it down in the description below. And to check out my full review, please check out that link in the description. I think you're really going to dig it. And there's kind of a new format that I'm trying out on the reviews that I want you to check out. So please give me your feedback on that. And speaking of feedback, I want to just take a moment and ask you what you think of the show so far. So if you're loving it, let me know. If you made a new discovery, let me know. If you want me to make a new discovery that you know about, let me know in the comments below. I love reading your comments. I spend every morning going through comments and just reading them and really enjoying what everybody has to say. The awesome support of this community, the awesome just positivity of this community is unreal. You guys share the coolest stuff, the coolest small wins, the coolest comments in general. So please leave your comments on this show right below. And speaking of comments, I know that Noah has a couple comments from last week's show that he wants to share.
Yes, I do. All right. I want to start out with a couple shout-outs, though, to those cool. who tuned in last week. Eric Moore, Alex Kirtley, Tony Fletcher, Kathy M., Ariel Cruz, Anthony Mozaleski, Joe Legg, Larry Weatherman, Tony S., Sharon Tiano, Chuck Pfeiffer, Bill Vaughn, and there were many others as well.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in.
All right. So some cool comments that we had coming in. JR says, Tony, I've played two pre-war guitars at Low Vintage Guitar Company in Burlington, North Carolina.
Oh, that's in North Carolina.
Cool. Right, and he mentions that their J model was the best J35, 45 style guitar that he's ever played.
Killer.
He says, in fact, Tommy Emmanuel bought a J model from them recently, and I'd love to try their HD model.
Awesome, awesome. I am I'm getting ever so closer, ever so much closer to actually ordering one. I've been really in a black hole of wanting to get one. Thanks for your comment.
Pete has to say, thanks for letting me know about Guitars for Vets as well as pre-war guitars. I can relate to what the vets are going through, and I really dig the pre-war guitars. Thanks, Tony, Noah, and Levi.
Awesome. Thanks for the comment. And just real quick, I know I'm interrupting. I know I do this to you, and I'm sorry, but if you're curious about what he's talking about, last week's episode, Acoustic Tuesday number 10, did a very special feature for an organization called Guitars for Vets. That if you don't know anything about, please go check out that episode because it's an organization that you absolutely need to be aware of. As a guitar geek, as somebody that has ever experienced the healing power of music, please check that out. It's really, really outstanding.
And that's actually where our last comment is taking us as well.
Oh, cool.
I thought that was definitely a highlight, if not the biggest highlight of last episode. So Chuck here says, another banner Acoustic Tuesday. As a Vietnam War era veteran, you, Tony, and of course Levi and Noah, hit my heart with your Guitars for Veterans segment.
Oh, cool.
Now, getting back to your last episode where you reviewed thumb picks, I ask you, give me more of that in the future. And then he says he's used in almost 50 years of playing. He's used finger picks and thumb picks. He says, keep up the good work, Tony.
Awesome. Thanks for tuning in. And again, thank you for the comments. And please let me know what you thought, what you're thinking of the show, what you thought of the show. Please let me know in the comments below. As I mentioned, we love reading them. And of course, we like featuring them as well. Which brings me, now, hold on, I still have your trivia question that I'm going to actually read again real quick, just so you get it fresh in your mind, because I think it's a really cool one. The Gibson J200 pictured on Bob Dylan's 1969 album, Nashville Skyline, was a gift. Who gave him this guitar? Was it David Bowie, Andy Warhol, George Harrison, or Johnny Cash? That answer is coming right up, but first, acoustic guitar geek item number one. Now, it's not every day that you run into a well-dressed, well-spoken, passionate, bearded acoustic guitar aficionado. It's not, believe me. And I feel, as a guitar geek, as a bearded guitar geek, it is my duty to share other bearded acoustic guitar geeks with you. And that's exactly what item number one revolves around. I want to introduce to you Matt Chalka of Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis, Missouri. Now, Matt is a bearded fellow, and he is a well-dressed fellow. And let me tell you, his beard maintenance is absolutely top-notch. Actually, it's not just maintenance. It's straight-ahead style. But Matt is an acoustic guitar geek that you absolutely should get to know. Matt talks about guitars with a wide-ranging vocabulary. He knows what he's talking about. He appreciates the subtle differences in tone woods. He appreciates bracing. He appreciates finishes, appointments, aesthetics, mother of pearl, you name it. He appreciates it, and he has access to some of the most wonderful builders that are out there right now. I'm talking small bench builders, Bourgeois, Santa Cruz, Husson Dalton, you name it, they've got it. And when I say they, Matt works at an outfit in St. Louis called Eddie's Guitars, and I think they have one of the most stunning websites that is out there. I mean, this is a website you can go to and just sit on for a good hour, 2 hours, if you're pushing it, 3 hours. They have beautiful pictures of the guitars they have in stock, and Matt's reviews are incredible, in-depth. He starts off the review with just kind of a case opening. He tells you about the guitar, and then he goes on to play it. And Matt, as awesome as he talks about the guitars, he plays them even awesomer. I look at Noah when I make a grammatical boo-boo because I know afterwards he'll call me on it.
Because you make fun of me when I do it so much?
but really, truly, check out Eddie's Guitars in St. Louis and, of course, Matt's reviews. And speaking of Matt's reviews, I actually have one just because I want you to know what I'm talking about, because Matt is a true one of a kind. And here's a review that he just recently did.
Welcome back again, friends. Matt with Eddie's Guitars coming to you, as always, from St. Louis, Missouri. I have highly been anticipating this day that this guitar would arrive. This is a very special guitar for us. The first of a Eddie's Guitars exclusive run that we've done with Dana Bourgeois called the Fingerstyle Custom Series. Beautiful guitars, particularly outfitted for a kind of a delicate, lighter approach, fingerstyle approach. And just really, we've been very impressed by the first one that we've seen here. This is a JOMC thin body guitar. Of course, the JOM, the Jumbo OM, which is an original design from Dana, kind of a blown up OM guitar. 15.5 inch lower bout here, similar to a Dreadnought, but you can see a much tighter waist and closer proportions to an actual OM guitar, just a little bit bigger. The C, of course, designates the cutaway here, allowing a little bit higher access beyond the 12th and 14th frets. And thin body, the JOM normally is a bit deeper body than a standard OM guitar. This particular one, being a thin body, is the same depth as a standard OM. That gives you a very nice focus in tone, as well as great sustain, and just adds to the responsive nature of the guitar.
All right, so that was Matt from Eddie's Guitars. Now, it's important that you know Matt for a couple reasons. He knows what he's talking about. He works at a killer shop, and he plays amazing music. So I encourage you to check out all three. Check out Matt's reviews, Eddie's Guitars, and his own music, which is really a treat to listen to. And one quick little bonus feature. Matt and I have been corresponding a little bit via email, and I'm pretty sure Matt will become a part of Acoustic Tuesday. I'm not sure in what regard yet, but that is yet to be decided. But Matt's going to become one of the Guitar Geek family, so I just want you to be aware of Matt and the great work that he does. Which, it wraps up another episode of Acoustic Tuesday. Acoustic Tuesday number 11 is almost in the books, but I have not forgotten your trivia question, which again was, Bob Dylan is holding a J200 on the cover of his 1969 album, Nashville Skyline. That guitar was a gift. Who gave him the guitar? Well, it was not David Bowie. It was not Johnny Cash. And it was not Andy Warhol. It was, yes, a member of the Fab Four. It was George Harrison who gifted Bob Dylan that I almost said J45. It's a J200. So that's who gave him the guitar. What a cool piece of musical history, acoustic guitar history mixed with just music history in general. It's another great Acoustic Tuesday in the books. I'm wiped out. I'm zonked.
It's okay. You made it.
This was a good episode.
It was great.
And next week on Acoustic Tuesday, episode 12, I feature my full disclosure on the new Santa Cruz Parabolic Tension strings. I want to share with you a website that is a Tonewood Geek's gift to the guitar geek world, and I'm going to help you out with a crucial step in your guitar journey, probably the most important step in your guitar journey. So thank you so much for spending your Tuesday with us here today. From all of us here at Acoustic Live Studios, Levi, Noah, myself, the Weebles, thank you so much for joining, and we wish you the most awesomest Acoustic Tuesday you could possibly have. And if it's not awesome already, or if it is already just kind of awesome, go ahead and make it awesomer. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday, which airs at 10 a.m. Mountain Time on YouTube and Facebook, and soon, soon, oh so very soon, a podcast. Yes, a podcast, an audio version of Acoustic Tuesday, so you can take us with you everywhere you go, which I know is high on your list. So thanks so much for joining us, and I'll see you next week on Acoustic Tuesday. Cheers. I apologize if I seem a little overwhelmed. I'm thirsty, but the holy keep on pissing in my well. I had a purpose and a song that was true, but I ain't never had a lick of sense when it comes to you.